Thanks for joining me, Sunshine. It's just gone a quarter past 11 on the Saturday. Off to Kenilworth as usual. Looking forward to that, aren't we? Racing in the Western Cape. The sky's actually clear. We had worries about rain, but that hasn't, at this point at least, materialised. So racing on the Sundays at Hollywood Bet Scottsville. The first race is run at 11.55. We have nine races carded. Now, when I opened the trusty winning form, I started moving from the back to the fronts of the book. And quite frankly, some of the handicaps later on, we can only try our best and go through the form, but my goodness me, they can leave you with a splitting headache that you need a cup of coffee and a handful of Panado, because there are nightmare races. When I got to the first, and it takes some time, I had one look, I did a double take, and I said, my goodness me, because I've mentioned this horse to you before. This horse is called Imposing. Now, the first time this horse ran, I liked the look of it because it was exceptionally dumb and green. It ran second, it was beaten shorthead by Vasilikos. Then it ran in the graded races behind Thunderstruck. On that occasion, it was 4.30 lengths behind in sixth position. I thought it was unlucky not to finish closer. It was all over the place. And last time out, once again, in a graded race. Now, it moves back into maiden company. If memory serves me correctly, I believe it was supposed to run against a maiden field some time back, but was scratched on that day due to an elevated temperature, I think it was. But if Imposing can't win the first, then I've got it way, way wrong. Because, as I say, I think this horse has got some ability there and maybe destined for better things. We have got debutants. Number 12, Director's Cut, open 5-1, is now 4.55-1. By the way, importantly, number one, Grey View, is scratched, if you've been for Grey View time and time again. So Director's Cut is a first time. And nice colts include in Exotics from the Dean Cunnamay Yard, the usual proviso there in race one. But for me, Imposing is the horse in the first race of that. There's no doubt, as I say, I think they're going to have to be good to beat that one. Let's move on to the seconds. Race two, because we've got nine races, is the start of that BIPOT campaign. Again, I don't have to remind you, it's all there from Hollywood Bets. The 10 grand is put up. It has to be won on the day amongst the top 20 on the leaderboard to get those Champion Punters Challenge selections in by 11.50. So race two, number 15, See It Again, is quoted at 18-10. Now, when we go through the early part of the card, we're going to go with favourites, but that is not the case later on. See It Again is at 18-10. If you look at the form lines, very good. Behind Captain Casey. Beat Strawberry Bear on debut, 0.7 lengths. And if you have a look, Lazy Guy, who I know is well tried, is having start 20, was second, 0.90 lengths behind Strawberry Bear. So on that indirect form line, I think 15 in front of the 12. I don't think Lazy Guy's got absolutely no chance. Maybe well tried, but hasn't been running badly of late. So I do like number 15, See It Again. In this race, the Dean Cunnamay Yard, the same story. Nice sort, including Exotics. Have a horse called Cheeky Laddie, who cost 2.8 million rand, is now making the debut. 2.8 million purchase price. I see open 4-1, gone out to 5-1. I'm sticking with See It Again and Lazy Guy in race two, the start of the BIPOT. I think you could get away in the BIPOT with the Mace Roberts runner and Rachel Wiernicke. Third race on the card is the Cable Man maiden plate. It's run over 2,400 metres. It's the first leg of the place accumulator then, and Blazing Light is at 2-1. Now, this horse, Blazing Light, has been very costly to follow. It is the 13th attempt. The blinkers come off a string of placings to its credit. 2-1. Is the call. I like number one, Monsieur Cheval, who's having the peak run at a price of 2.27. That's the one I'm going with from the Paul Matchett Yard. But I think a danger could once again be the Glen Cotson stable, because they have a horse called Osceola, number six on the card, who cost 375,000. I'm going to forgive that last run on the poly track. Is back on the turf. Have a look at the turf runs. Keeps on improving. So for me, not much to choose between the one and the six. Maybe we'll take our chances, actually, and go with a younger and that less exposed number six, Osceola, in front of the one, then the three and the four. 1, 6, 3, 4, as you can see, I'm dodging Blazing Light a little bit. The fourth race is the start of the Pick Six. Race four is a maiden plate for fillies. Now, in the fourth race, the betting market, www.hollywoodbets.net, they have Jazz Bella odds on, marginally odds on, just over 9 to 10, and I think that is the right one, once again. This round in the Bloodstock SA Sales Cup was third, 1.90 lengths behind Totally Rocks. There have been three runners from that form line, two winners, Where's the Party, won just the other day, and Acacia's Blossom is another. So I'm very strong there on the 10, Jazz Bella. After Jazz Bella, I'm going with the 5, Coffee Berry, who's a 10 to 1. I think that'll run into the money. Then the 11, and after that, the 9. 10, 5, 11, 9, race 4. But once again, going with the favourite there. Now we move away from the maiden plates on to the handicaps. Let's go in race 5. Yeah, you've got Quest for the Best, a horse we know well. Runs on mostly when races all but over. J.P. van der Merwe, though, was aboard the penultimate start when running a very nice race. Is drawn out 14. This has run over the 1,400. Imitation Game is at 4 to 1. They're betting 10 to 1 and better the balance. I see there's been some money for the Hollywood syndicate-owned horse Protea Pride, who has come in from 13s into 10 to 1. I like a 10 to 1 shot in the race. The horse is called Charge Down, number 7. Pat Lunn only has the one runner for the day. This one will be ridden by Ryan Munger. I'm ignoring the polytrack form. Was coughing, reported coughing the last few times. So I'm in the corner of the 7. Charge Down. I think that will improve. Going for that one in front of the more fancied 5, Imitation Game. And then the 14 on the card is Quest for the Best. But the 10 to 1 shot is the one for me. A place at the moment is 15 to 10. Hollywood Bets, the top 4. Once again, I remind you, well, we've got fairly big fields, but in other races where we haven't, they still offer the 4 places, of course, on the race day. And that does help if you've got a roughie. Race 6, 6th race on the card. We've got Dawn of a New Day, who is trading at 14 to 10. Dawn of a New Day. Trump My Queen is at 5 to 1. I think Dawn of a New Day is the one to be with. From the Kaname on, Keegan DeMello is conceding quite a bit of weight, but I think is overdue when and can handle this field. There's just one horse I want to point out who's at 10 to 1, 18 to 10 a place, and that is a horse who has done far better on the poly track. I'm aware of that, but a horse called Jackson Wells, number 9 on the card, who's now dropped to a mark of the 78. If you go through some of the form lines, you will see is 5 kgs better off with Dawn of a New Day, and 7.5 kgs better off with the 7 on recent meetings. I just thought with the apprentice allowance, that could be one for the places at a fair price, maybe one for the swingers and bets like that. So Dawn of a New Day is the first choice. For second, I'm going with the 9, Jackson Wells, then the 6, Trump My Queen, and the 4, Desert Rose, who ran fairly well at the centre, Hollywood Bet Scottsville, early doors. So 1964. Race 7 is where we're off to next. The 7th race, we've got Pelagonium, who's quoted at 2.86 to 1. I can live with Pelagonium. I just want to mention number 2, Catch That Melody. Open 4 to 1 is now 3.57 to 1. This horse is returning from 100 and odd day rest. Won the maiden last time out, beat a horse called Egret. And I can tell you there have been 24 runners from that form line, not a single winner. So I am going with the 3, Pelagonium, in front of the 8 over the page. And this one I do like, once again, a place bet, who's at 11 to 10. A horse called Flying the Star with Ryan Munger's dropped to 64 rating. That does interest me at the price each way, in fact, a little bit of number 8, Flying the Star. So the selection there is going to be 3, 8, 5 and 1. The 8th race is run over 1,200. This is a merit-rated handicap, 68 for the fillies and mares. We've got Greer of Ice at 4.55 to 1. Honestly, we can't read much into this betting. It means deadly squat everywhere because, I mean, you've got 4.55 to 1 each of 3 and then you've got 6.25 to 1. Our Emily, Run Again is at 7.14 to 1. A win in a place is just under 15 to 10. This only won the maiden last time out, but if you look at the maiden form lines, they are not the worst. And Keegan DeMello was aboard last time. The blinkers have done the trick. I like Run Again to fare well post-maiden. So my selection is the 5, Run Again. From the 10, Casa Rosada, who has a postage stamp weight. The Appy has ridden this horse on 5 occasions, placed on 4. So that's a good strike rate. Then the 9, There She Goes. There's a real outsider. There She Goes is at 20-1. I don't believe this horse is as bad as the recent form at all. Merit rating from an 85 to 69. It's finished over 10 lengths behind the last two, but I'm going to forgive those runs. I do like There She Goes as an upset. Also was coughing recently. So that's a shrewdie, the 9, and then after that, the 6, Grew of Ice. This horse, Harley's Fate, is one of those at 4.55-1. Went off 33-1 on debut. A 1, we don't know how good that one is, could be anything. Race 9 to end it all off. Hollywood Bet's Bright Future. It's run over 1,200 metres. Don't forget, of course, it's your jackpot race night, of course, on the Saturday, the Wednesday and the Friday, but all those slots are available. I was having a look. I think when I started doing these podcasts, it was 72. I looked the other day, there were 381 different slot games on offer for you. So race 9, Bots is at 2.86-1, Bots. This must be a runner, but he's carrying 62 kgs. Putin's Promise is at 5.56-1. My camera person walking up and down. I must be irritating them immensely. Two of Us is number 7. Handy Galloping weight 53.5 due to the 4 kgs allotted apprentice allowance. I'm taking my chances with Two of Us, number 7. 7.69, 17-10 in front of the 3, the 6 and the 9. 7, 3, 6, 9. It's all happening. Don't forget to enter that competition. Shibobo! There it is with Hollywood Bets. My goodness me, 750,000 rand in cash. Slides coming up in just a moment. Let's hope we have a good day. We'll have some roughies and hopefully they run into the money. I'll see you next time, sunshines. All the best. Bye-bye.